onto item three, which is a subdivision and rezoning at 221 Stradbrook Avenue under file DASZ 41 of 2013. Okay. Do you want them to do a...
Yeah, sure. Okay. Just a quick...
Sure. So the application is for a subdivision and rezoning at 221 Stradbrook. It's adjacent to the Harkness Rapid Transit Station and the Winnipeg Winter Club. The rezoning is from C2 to RMU, and the subdivision is a consolidation of six underlying titles. The proposal is for an 18-story tower, 200 residential units, four live-work units, and commercial ground floor. Parking, they're proposing currently in their plans 162 parking stalls within the parking structure and additional parking on the surface to the east of the building. But that's something that needs to be determined at a later date.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
So, Christopher?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, Christopher Daly.
Yeah.
I'm just basically here to answer any questions you may have. I'm okay with everything that is in the administrative report. I've had many consultations with the planning department, and it's been a great experience thus far, actually. So
that's nice to hear. Found it that way. Not everyone says that, although I think they should say it more often. I was just going to, one just minor thing that we were discussing was one of the issues that I know was an issue here was the pedestrian movement on Stradbrook there, and I believe we're requiring a pedestrian signal moving it over so that it serves the development as well as what's there.
Correct.
Sounds like a good plan to you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's obviously a solution that we can all afford and live with, and I think that it's a necessity. It'll help our development, obviously, because one of the big guiding factors behind our development is, of course, our link to rapid transit. And being able to provide that across Stradbrook, I think, is beneficial to everybody instead of having to go back to Donald or up to a very, what I would consider to be quite a busy intersection.
Great. And one of the things I'm going to be recommending, too, is that we make that a pedestrian countdown signal, if at all possible.
Yeah, I don't.
I think that might cost a little bit more, but I don't think it would be significantly more. I don't have those numbers.
We've recently received pricing so far as what the pedestrian crosswalk will cost up to city standards, and it's very much acceptable in line with our Performa, maybe even a little lower, which is a great thing. I'm not sure what the countdown will cost either, but I can't imagine it being astronomical in comparison with where we're at now. So I don't see us opposing that in any way, shape or form, unless it comes in as a six-figure number in the future.
No, it wouldn't be. Okay, well, that's great, because I think we should try to go for the highest standard we can for pedestrian movement. I mean,
we're trying to appeal to all Winnipeggers as well here.
Yeah, well, it's great. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Do you have anybody else?
Yes, sorry. Daryl Benoit.
Just for information.
And then Mark Thiessen.
Information. Okay. And there's nobody here in opposition?
No. I'll have anyone else in support or opposition.
Okay, then I'm going to proceed. I would like to make that amendment. There was a couple of amendments, a very minor one on the parking. Just discussed this with the planner earlier, that to strike, so these are the amendments. For under parking, bicycle parking, item 10.1, where it says vehicle parking requirement shall not exceed the minimum required parking as prescribed, in keeping with TOD principles. We're just going to strike that out because there is going to be a parking management plan, and there's certain caveats with the Winter Club, and there's various reasons, but it's not going to, I'm sure we'll have. So it's this right here. We'll just strike that.
So 10.1.
10.1 is just going to be removed. I forgot to mention that when he was up here, but I don't think there'll be a problem with that. And then the other issue was the lights. Perfect. Did you have some suggested wording on that? Because I really want to push for a pedestrian countdown signal.
I do, Councillor. In item 4 on page 22 of your report, item 4 of Schedule B of the ACG report, if we were to add the words countdown signal installation and, after the words limited to, in the first sentence of item four.
So that specifies that that's the type of thing going in, and everything else is already in there that was discussed. Okay.
Are
you got that, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay.
She forwarded it to me.
So, yeah. So those are my amendments, and with that, I will move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
I move the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.